Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just getting back from a Jungian conference. It's called the Friends Conference on Psychology and Religion. I was presenting some family constellation workshops there. Family constellation is a neo-shamanic ancestral healing modality that comes from family systems therapy and a way of healing patterns that get passed down in families and unconscious ways that you might be stuck and have entanglements, particularly with different family members and ancestors. And it's a way of unhooking the flow of love and life that's there in your family and making a positive connection with your ancestors. And so it was great. I had a great time. And it was an excellent presentation. It's a conference that's put on by the Jungians and the Quakers. It's been around for about 50 years. It's a historic conference started by Quakers who were in dialogue with Carl Jung. And that was Joni Mitchell, a very Jungian kind of song there. And she is so brilliant at mining the shadows in our psyche. And there's a quote of Jung's that after midlife, the real spirituality is shadow work, instead of imagining figures of light, bringing light to those dark and shadowy areas inside ourselves, and illuminating them and becoming aware of the different things that we're not aware of about ourselves. And this conference took place over the Memorial Day weekend, and it was in Annville, Pennsylvania, at Lebanon Valley College. And they had really great plenary speakers this year. There's always different. Last year it was Donald Cowshed speaking about trauma and the soul. This year it was the journey of healing from Jung to neurofeedback and shamanism. And there were some really, they gave some fascinating lectures. They had studied with Joseph Campbell way back in the early 60s. And and he's Stephen Larsen, L-A-R-S-E-N, Stephen Larsen. His wife is Robin. She's more of the artist, and he's more, a little bit more of the scholar. He's written about 10 books. He wrote The Shaman's Door, and he started out, he gave an initial talk about shamanism, and told some great stories of Joseph Campbell. He was one nice quote he was saying about Wiki people go around calling themselves shamans, and you know, he says, "Well, what culture were you trained in as a shaman?" And you know, and he says people will say to him that he's a shaman, and he's like, "No, I'm not. You need to be living in a shamanic culture and trained in that system to be a shaman." I gave another lecture about brain, all the advances in brain science, particularly amazing stuff with epigenetics, showing that it's no longer nature versus nurture arguments. If you're in a proper, growthful, stimulating environment, then you will be able to turn on the different genes and stuff. So there's a lot more plasticity to the brain than initially thought. And they gave a lecture about dogma and fundamentalism, and made some jokes about fundamentalism is not fun. And it's another great perspective from the Jungian point of view, how one of the main drawbacks there is becoming too one-sided in anyone's point of view and personality, and so keeping in yoga, Vistara, expansion, keeping an open mind and seeing different points of view. It's a really essential thing. And so it was an illuminating talk. You know, these things are so polarized, one-sided, fundamentalist thinking so prevalent these days. And just talking about how anything can be made into an ism and a dogma and rigid and overdone. And, and then this morning's talk was on dreams and talking about the importance of writing down your dreams, keeping a good dream journal, dialoguing with your dreams, doing active imagination. Even if you just remember a fragment, a lot of times, then you think about that fragment, the more the dream will come, and you can always just continue the dream in the fantasy realm, doing active imagination or dialoguing, particularly if there's shadow figures, disturbing figures in the dream. It's always good to do some active imagination where you dialogue with those people, or you continue the dream, imagine that the dream is still happening, and what's the next thing that happens. That type of work is very valuable. And so it was inspiring weekend. I'm curious how people experience the Cardinal Cross. That's pretty broken up now, but the Thoroughly Run Us Square is still there quite strongly. That actually goes various forms until 2015. So right now we have a new moon that's coming up in Gemini. It's going to be a lively new moon that's good for discussing and journaling, doing writing projects, communication, marketing type of things. And in general, new moons is a good time for planning new projects, and then they come to fruition on the full moon. And we plant seeds in the new moon and see what's manifested on the full moon. And we have Mercury's going to be in Cancer May 30th, and Venus is moving into Taurus. Taurus is a very embodied sign, and Venus is being there. We're going to want to enjoy life and have some comfort food, or just to ground ourselves in our senses. And Cancer is a very nurturing sign, so there'll be a lot of thinking and talking with the family and those that you want to nurture, kind of thing. And it's going to be a nice summer. The energies of that whole Cardinal Cross and the two eclipses we had in April are behind us, and it's a little bit still getting used to, you know, we've changed and getting used to what's this like. Mars finished its retrograde, and so projects could move forward. There's a lot more forward movement and access to will and with Mars qualities now. And we'll be having a Mercury retrograde coming up and sometimes people this in June get nervous about Mercury retrograde, but they happen three times a year. It's not a big deal. A good time to finish unfinished projects, and so anyway, that's a little bit about what's going on in the sky now. I do individual work sessions by phone, by Skype, of the family constellation work, where we can see if may have some blocks or entanglements going on. Do my astrology readings. We look at both the Western and the Vedic charts, so you get two different perspectives. The Western tends to be a little more psychological, and the Vedic is more predictive and karmic. So, feel free to also do those by phone and Skype, or if you happen to be in the Washington, D.C. area. But we can do it in person if you are in the area. But, and it's $80 for an hour session. We look at your transits and your dasha periods, different planetary periods that rule different times in your life, and different chapters, see what's coming up. So more info is at my website, randygoldberg.org or astrodc.com. And late, I was driving back, so I'll just end early for tonight, and I'll be back. I'm going to be doing a 10:30 show next week. And thanks for tuning in. And yeah, have a great week.